Listener, welcome back to Channel 7. It's been a wonderful few days of a word with you, and I've tried to follow a series on intimacy. And God's been showing to us a lot of beautiful things. We've been talking about what it is and how intimacy can be described as "into me you see." We've talked about the distractions. We've talked about how to build intimacy. And today I want to wrap it all up, and I want to ask you about your relationship with God. If you looked at your relationship with God, would you describe it as being intimate? In other words, if you looked at your relationship with God, do you think that Father God would say, "Him and you, you're close. You're close." You know, when we put our fingers together like this, the index finger under the middle finger, we have this symbol, we say, they're like this. We talked about two friends and we said, they're like this. That symbol for us means people are really close. I'm sure you could find someone in your life that you're really close with. Now, this whole week we've talked about how God has such a desire to be intimate with us. He loves us. He cares about us. He made all the effort to get to us. And all He wants from us is relationship. That's God's, really, that's His heart. That's His whole desire. His absolute whole desire. God so loved the world that He gave His one and only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him. What happens when we believe in Him? We begin to build relationship with Him. We begin to discover how amazing He is. We begin to see how He's the only God in the universe that really we can rely upon, regardless of things that happen in our lives. We begin to see how He is absolutely amazing. We hear about His stories in other people's lives and how He's changed them and how He's affected and reveal things to them, and we begin to build intimacy, and we begin to love Him more and more and more. And listeners, this relationship that we have with Father God is going to continue forever. You see, your relationship with God is not like the relationships on earth. It stays into eternity. We'll still get to know more of Him. We'll still spend more time with Him. Only difference is in heaven there will be a physical sense of His reality, not only a faith-based sense of His presence in our lives. Listeners, God's desire is to be intimate with us. He wants relationship. So I want to ask you this morning, is your relationship with God intimate? Can you describe it as being intimate? And with that, I'm not condemning you at all, and God is not condemning you either. It's more of an invitation than it is something that you must feel bad about. I don't want you to say, "Oh no, I'm not intimate." What I want you to say is, "That sounds nice. Yeah, Lord, I think I would like to know You more, and I'd like to be intimate with You. I'd like to understand what that means." Maybe you don't even have any relationship with Father God. Maybe at this stage, God is only head knowledge. You know about Jesus, and you know about Him coming to earth, and you've heard all of these things, but you can't really say that you have a relationship with God. And that is what it's all about. You see, when we die, listeners, God is not going to ask you whether or not you knew about Jesus. He's not going to ask you whether you knew about church, and whether you knew about love, and you've heard about these things. I think God's going to ask you, "Did you love Me? Were we in relationship? Do I know You?" That's what I think is going to be important for God. The Bible says that if you begin to love God and you know God, then He writes your name in a book. It's called the Book of Life. And the Word says that when we enter into relationship with God, He writes your name there. And when you get to heaven, they read your name and says, "Here is your name." And then God says, "You are welcome here because I know you. I know your name." Listener, this morning, if you're not sure if God knows your name, and if He took your name and wrote it down in that book, and then I want to urge you this morning, you have to make right with God. You have to get to a place where you surrender your life and say, "God, here I am. I choose. I choose to believe. I choose. Because sometimes it's a choice we make by faith. We don't always feel the goosebumps and the nice feelings. Sometimes it's just a straightforward choice. We say, God, I believe you're there. I need you in my life. I surrender to you. Please, I want you as my Father. And I want to have a relationship with you. If that's you this morning, I want to pray with you. If you have a relationship with God, I'm so happy with you. If you know him, I'm so happy with you. If you spend time with him, I'm happy with you. If you don't always spend time with him, that's okay. Keep trying. I also sometimes don't spend time with him. And I'm so sorry about that. And I know I have to work on it. And I just want to encourage you. You just keep working about it. You just keep working on it, okay? If you sometimes forget to pray, I also sometimes forget to pray. Just keep working on it. If you sometimes make mistakes, I also make mistakes. Keep working on it. You just stay in relationship with God and you keep working on it. But specifically today, I want to pray with you, listener. If you're listening to me now and you don't have a relationship with God, that's where it all starts. It starts with that choice to say, God, I want to surrender to you. And so if that's you today, listener, I want you to pray with me now. And I want you to pray these words that I'm praying. I'm going to pray the words and I want you to repeat those words. And by faith, then you will begin to walk in relationship with God. Let's pray. Father, here I am. I choose today to believe that you sent your Son to die for my sin. I choose today that you want relationship with me. I choose today to believe that he rose from the dead and sits at your right hand. I choose to believe that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I choose today to submit to him. I ask that by your Spirit you would come into my life and that you would build relationship with me. Help me, God, to build relationship with you. Amen.